Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Colourful dances, lively folk music, youth and lots of fun. That is what the Gold Dust International Folklore Festival in the village of Chelopec from the 23rd to the 26th of July will be remembered for. This was only the second edition of the festival, but it left the feeling of a tradition going back many years. An intriguing concert programme, a hotly contested competition with prizes well worth the effort, lots of emotions for audience and participants alike, and a wonderful stage put up in a unique park with a name that is difficult to pronounce, Kormines. All this combined to make the event an inspiring experience, say the participants from the groups that came from Turkey, Slovakia, Romania, Italy and Bulgaria. Listen first to Song About Chelopec, performed by the Chelopec Folklore Group with band leader Nevelina Sarajova, music and lyrics by Hristofor Radanov. Dana Kovalchikova is head of the Rosmaria Ensemble, presenting the folklore of eastern Slovakia. The young dancers from the ensemble have added modern elements to their traditional steps, as well as humorous sketches in Bulgarian that won the audience's applause.
Пришли сме ту до незнамего света, непознали сме чо е то челопеч, читали сме то и хелопех, не видели сме то пречитать.
The formation was set up 22 years ago, says Mrs. Kovalchikova. We have taken part in 72 international festivals. We have toured Europe. We have performed in India, in Turkey. Before we came here, we took a look at the map. We saw we were going to a very small village, and our expectations weren't very high. We are delighted with the mayor of Chelopech, Mr. Kesyakov, and his team, with the way the festival was organized, with the atmosphere and the venue itself. We were told that gold was mined in the vicinity of the village, but I think that these people carry gold in their hearts. Serena is from the Sicilian folklore group Triskelion.
I'm Serena Navaria. I'm from Sicily. I'm the daughter of the leader of Triskelion. This group was born 5 years ago, and we show Sicilian ancient dances and sings as well. We are happy to be here in Celopec, and we are enjoying. We know about dance because I went in Bulgarian in 2006 with another Sicilian group, so in another festival near Burgas. And so there they teach us Bulgarian dance, so I know something like this. I know something about Sofia, just a bit.
A splendid dancer, Serena had no trouble performing the emblematic Bulgarian folk song called Polegnola Todora to the accompaniment of the other group members, one of the surprises at the festival's gala concert. The original music and dances presented by the Romanian guests from the town of Bistrița in Transylvania were a real treat for the audience. The group presented shepherd's folklore and their costumes were incredible. We expressed our love of tradition. I would like to thank everyone who made our stay here unforgettable. We had so much fun here, says one of the dancers from the group. The festival contest took place on July the 25th. According to the rules, it was open only to Bulgarian performers.
Срещнахме много голяма трудност за да изберем специално танцовите състави, защото 6-7 смесени танцови състава са.
It was so difficult to select the winners, especially for the dance ensembles, says Daniela Geneva, member of the jury. We had some excellent ensembles with original dances, presented magnificently. There is a contest for new works, for soloists and for groups, and the prizes are very generous. There were performances by some wonderful young people, says on his part choreographer Dimitar Manov, proof that tradition is alive. But there should be more new works by young authors in the sphere of folklore, says Dimitar Manov. Composer and conductor of the Bulgarian National Radio's Folk Music Orchestra, Dimitar Hristov, was also a member of the jury.
Изключително съм приятно изненадан от това, което видях на тази годишното второ издание на фестивала в Челопеч.
It was a hotly contested competition presenting practically all folklore regions of Bulgaria, though most were from the Shop region around Sofia. Many professional dance groups can only marvel at the skill of the so-called amateurs. Special thanks to the organizers. I was told Chilupec had a population of only 1,500. It is unbelievable that they were able to put on a festival like this, says Dimitar Hristov. Among the dozens of dance groups, first place went to the folklore ensemble from the town of Mezdra. The Gold Dust Festival brought together thousands. At the gala concert on the last night, the groups coming from abroad had prepared surprises for their Bulgarian hosts and for the audience. Each group performed one Bulgarian song or dance. The young dancers from the Anatolian folklore formation were particularly colourful. They put on traditional Bulgarian costumes they had been given by the Chilupec Community Culture Club and were given a big hand for the dance they performed. The event was symbolically hosted by the ensembles of Chilupec village, including the young dancers from the Izvorčeta or Water Fountains Children's Ensemble.
Беше голяма чест ние да бъдем домакини от ОДЗ Ханс Кристиан Андерсън, детски танцов състав и изворчета към община Челопеч.
Performing at the opening and at the ending of the international event was an honor, a responsibility and an incredible emotion for us, says Valentin Ivanov, head of the Children's Ensemble. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with the children from the Hans Christian Andersen Kindergarten and to show what we have been working on during the year. The audience really loved the children, and we received invitations from all foreign groups to guest perform. To my mind, that is an incredible success, says Valentin Ivanov. Before the fireworks, Mayor Alexei Kisyakov invited his team of enthusiasts on stage, the 15 municipality officials. Mrs. Bogdanova, artistic director of the event, announced work was getting underway to prepare for the third edition of the Gold Dust Festival.